The Hope House in Cooper might be a tiny 240-square-foot building, but it doesn't lack in hope or love. In this building, those less fortunate can find the nourishment as clients of the Hope House. Volunteers organized by Fred and Tina Overman, former country grocery store owners, help assist in the program of feeding the community. Tina Overman talks about the work from her very mobile office of a folding table and a laptop set up at the First United Methodist Church.
It's our goal to help those who are less fortunate than our. Because by the grace of God, it could be me sitting out there instead of someone else, you know. And I care about people.
The food pantry, now known as the Hope House, was first started in the garage of J.C. and Zelda Fisher. In August of 2004, it became the ministry of the First United Methodist Church of Cooper, and soon became the ministry of Delta County Community, growing from once a month to four times a month.
It's a very good ministry,
said her husband Fred, as he oversees the continuous restocking of the shelves of the Hope House. Every Monday, he and a small group of men travel to the North Texas Food Bank in Sulphur Springs, using their own vehicles, gas, and time to pick up the groceries ordered. The North Texas Food Bank was originated in 1982 by Mrs. Minyard of the Minyard Food Stores and three other caring ladies. It now serves 13 counties of North Texas. Groceries are donated or bought through grants from foundations. The Hope House and its volunteers pay a surcharge of 14 cents or 28 cents a pound for shared maintenance fee. Each Wednesday, from 9 a.m. until noon, these volunteers service the qualifying clients out of the Hope House in Cooper, located on Dallas Avenue.
We just kind of take whatever the food bank offers to us, plus we get a lot of stuff from volunteers,
said Fred. These volunteers have endured the 106-degree Texas heat, stacking heavy cases of canned goods in a trailer to bring back to the Hope House. Just over a year ago, the Overmans joined the effort when there were just 24 families a week. Now, with today's economy, there are 38 families a week. That's 142 people.
Every week I'm getting 2 to 5 new families needing help. The economy's hitting everybody really hard,
said Tina. The program isn't without its regulations. There are limited funds, and they are only allowed to provide goods to each qualifying person once a month.
We're real strict on that. Mm-hmm. We have to be, because if we let it slide and let things get out, it doesn't look good for us, and the people who donate to us, they're not getting their money's worth. Mm-hmm. They've got to be honest, and we've got to be honest. It's mm-hmm. a two-way street, you know.
Tina said it's their goal for these people to be able to shop for themselves so they can retain their own personal worth. According to the volunteers, the most popular item is jelly, because it's a special treat. The Hope House cycles through lots of things, like cereal, spaghetti, juices, canned vegetables, cooking goods, and frozen meats like turkey and beef. The charity doesn't end at the dinner table. The Hope House is even operated out of a donated building. Many area churches, clubs, individuals, businesses, and school classes donate goods and contribute finances.
15 pounds of food will feed 4 people for 4 days, and 26 pounds will feed 4 people for 7 days. So that's what we operate on. And basically, we give them 4 days of food a month.
The Hope House is always welcoming volunteers and donations. Their future goal is to be able to provide clients with larger facility to supply clothing and counseling. They are also hoping to offer a community garden for fresh fruits and vegetables. They're hoping to raise awareness and gain financial support to make it happen.
We really care about these people. We want to help them,
explained Tina. That's why they do it. I'm Cindy Roller for the Cooper Review and KETR News.